Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Roselli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cal McLish. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting second. The left fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Zipfel. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Bright. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Hobaugh. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ed Hobaugh. And now, play ball. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive towards third. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso throws the ball into Fox, who tags Keogh, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cotter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter bunts towards the mound. McLish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Hobaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobaugh bunts towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to first for the out. Cotter moves to second. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cotter moves to third. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with McLish covering, for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli is 0 for 1 in the game. Roselli strikes out. Two outs. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish is 0 for 1 in the game. McLish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 1 in the game. Bright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cotier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hobaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobaugh is 0 for 0 in the game. Hobaugh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roselli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Fox reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keough. Landis reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. Sievers moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Dave Sisler now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Sievers moves to third. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keough moves to third. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 2 in the game. Zipfel takes first base on ball 4. Woodling moves to second. Warren Hacker now pitching. Willie Tasbye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbye is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tasbye strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roselli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-2 in the game. Bright hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Roselli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roselli is 0-for-2 in the game. Roselli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cottier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim King pinch hits for Dave Sisler. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-3 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cottier moves to third. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Keough hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cottier tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators won. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klipstein fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zipfel strikes out. One out. Willie Tasbye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbye is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tasbye takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tasby moves to second. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 3 in the game. Bright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tasby scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. John Gabler pinch runs for Harry Bright. Turk Lown now pitching. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Aparicio. Johnson moves to third. Gabler moves to second. Dale Long pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Frank Bauman now pitching. Gene Green pinch hits for Dale Long. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fox scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Daly now catching. Marty Cutina now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cottier scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Andy Carey now playing third base. J.C. Martin now playing first base. Danny O'Connell pinch hits for Billy Klaus. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Keough bunts towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Connell moves to second. One out. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Zipfel strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.